That's exactly what I'll do.
Mute it first.
Mitch snorting up his line of coke over the
yes. show. I always start the music too loud and then I... But anyway...
It's actually a victory toast to my favorite golfer of all time, Tiger Woods.
Wait a minute. Did we hear... I had the music loud. I wanted to make sure I heard you clearly. Say again.
I said, I hope Tiger never wins another tournament ever.
What? That's not what you said. No, I heard differently. I think we heard differently, by the way. This is AJM, the Adam Gentleman Show, and my name just happens to be AJM, so you know who the show is named after. Oh, wait, my name is actually...
Yes.
And you are...
It's named after you, we just forgot the D and turned it into a J.
And you are who? I have no idea. There's some people in the conversation, I have no idea who these people are, so introduce yourselves.
I am Jean Martin.
Okay. Go ahead.
And this is Mitch, the world's oldest living Tiger Woods supporter.
What?
His athletic supporter.
I guess, okay. In your dreams, you wish you could hold Tigers up.
Okay.
Never mind. Well, wow. I apologize.
According to Stevie, I probably could.
Oh. What? Okay. But anyway, yes, Tiger Woods has won his 13th career major. What do you...
You know what? I think Tiger's on steroid performance-enhancing drugs, and I think he's just another case of a spoiled black athlete trying to take a record away from a white man.
Okay.
Okay, who's the other one?
Taken away from Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
I was just thinking about earlier today.
Something that has nothing to do with what we were talking about?
Well, Tiger? Not exactly, but...
Does it have anything to do with Tiger?
Barry Bonds, you know, breaking the homer and everything. The media's perception of him was not based on when he was angry. It was just based on him being a jerk to the media most of the time, or him being a jerk most of the time.
Right.
In cases like in NASCAR, when they stick a guy in their face after something bad's happened, and they're angry about it, and they're upset, then they get a perception of being, oh, this guy that's just, you know, he's like angry and upset and all this good stuff. After something's just happened, well, you know, Bonds is like calm most of the time whenever they first talk to him, and he's still a jerk.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Everybody gets angry.
You know, when Mitch said that about steroids, Gary Player says that he knows golfers actually do use steroids. He knows some of them that do use steroids, so. He says it's already in the game.
But one of them is not Tiger Woods.
How do you know that?
Sure.
He said he didn't name names.
If Tiger was on them, he would not encourage the testing of it, which he does.
Yeah, that's to throw everybody off.
You didn't see... Oh, yeah, sure.
It's reverse psychology.
You didn't see Barry Bonds and McGuire and them saying, oh, yeah, we should enforce steroid testing in baseball.
Yeah, but it's...
That's because they don't have enough pull to get away with it, even if they were, you know... Tiger would seriously not be tested, even.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Because he is,
me.
You know... In so many cases, he is the draw. They're not going to risk that.
Reminds me of a quote from Michael Scott, the great Michael Gary Scott. I am so anti-drug that I should be above suspicion or testing of any kind.
Right.
Because he went to an Alicia Keys concert over the weekend.
That's right.
Anyway, yes. Season 2, go check it out. All right. Back to the issue at hand. What do you think of Woody Austin?
I certainly wish that someone named Woody had won the golf tournament today, because that would have been hilarious.
What?
Okay.
I can imagine the highlights, I mean the headlines on ESPN.com.
Woody wins.
Warning about Woody pulls off a big win, or...
Yeah, that would be nice. Woody takes it to Tiger.
Right.
Okay. Woody gives Tiger a, I don't know.
Woody gives Tiger more than they could handle.
Yeah, there you go. He almost did, actually.
It's just fun, actually, saying the name Woody involved in golf, isn't it? I mean, Woody got that one in the hole.
Yeah.
Like Woody swung a big one there.
Yeah. Woody is taking it to this
back
nine. He
used a lot of balls today, right?
There you go.
Yes. Things like that.
Woody got his balls wet on that hole. Woody, I don't know. Anyway, but he was talking like, I'm better than Tiger Woods in his press conference.
That's kind of what he's saying.
And?
Well, is he?
I'm better than Tiger Woods.
Okay, at what? Baccarat?
Might be, I'm not sure.
He could be.
You guys see that where Boo Weekly's son picked the winner for the tournament?
Yes, he picked Tiger. That was funny. Well, he's a smart kid. It was pretty obvious.
I mean, this is coming from a guy, though, that just basically says he's out there for the money, pretty much. He's not there to win enough money to retire so he can hunt and fish.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He wants to buy a new shotgun or something.
Yeah.
He wants to buy a new scope. You know, new rod and reel, baby.
Because he had no idea he was close to a record or something like that.
He wants to buy a talking fish to hang on the wall. That's what he wants. Save up. But anyway, yes, Boo's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it was his fault that he got Sergio DQ'd, basically. Well, not really, but sort of. He was responsible.
What exactly happened there?
Boo Weekly wrote down the wrong score for Sergio's card.
And
Sergio didn't notice the mistake when they were checking cards at the end of the thing. And he didn't really care, and he just signed the incorrect scorecard.
Do you know how ridiculous a rule that is, though, in professional golf these days? When everybody sees what you shot?
Yeah. I mean, somebody should be there to say, okay, Sergio, this is what you shot. Make sure it's right on your card.
Well, you shouldn't even have to do that. Yes, you should. Why should you not have to do it? Because it's stupid. You shot a good round of golf, and you get disqualified on a technicality. I mean, that's...
What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Well, it goes back to the old days before they had TV.
There's no other sport where you would have that happen.
Exactly. And there's no other sport that has less corruption and less suspicion than golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golf is all about tradition. There you go.
Tell me one that does it. Tell me one sport that's less, subject to be fixed than golf.
Ping pong.
Wrestling.
Ping pong.
Oh, yeah, wrestling. Yeah, wrestling's never fixed.
Yeah, I was kidding.
Wrestling has no controversy whatsoever.
To me, this argument is just like the hanging chads argument down there in Florida. Oh, they need to make the ballots easier. How about you expect adults to read? How about that?
Yeah, that's true.
That's not the same thing there.
Yeah, it is totally to me. Does he know what he shot?
Okay, you're
alone. Does he not look at his scorecard to sign it?
Okay.
How long does it take you to look at 18 holes worth of scores?
He didn't check it, is what it was. I mean, Sergio should double check, make sure. You know, you don't want to put your fate in somebody else's hands all the time.
Well, I mean, I guess you could cut Serge some slack, because I'm sure they don't require him to check their scorecards in Europe, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. He's been doing that ever since he started playing.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because he pulled a no-brainer one afternoon and acted like an idiot doesn't mean you should change the rule.
You know,
he knows what to do. He's been doing it since the first time he played golf when he was a kid.
Yeah, but anyway.
Back no reason to change it because one person made a mistake.
Back in the really old days, you know, you had to do it yourself because nobody was out there to watch what you did, you know. No TV, no internet, nothing back then, so.
Did they say he missed both of them?
Missed both what? What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was watching the Braves game here.
Okay, we're not talking. We were talking about Sergio, and you just said he missed both of them. We're thinking, what? Miss Sergio did what?
He signed the scorecard.
He missed two scorecards?
Yeah.
He missed a putt. Right. He did what?
Here comes Cox to get ejected.
Okay.
Alrighty.
What did?
Woody going to join him?
Yeah, Woody and Cox. Anyway. There we go. Tiger Woods, congratulations, 12th major. But this one is getting tougher. A lot of people are wondering, you know, is Tiger slipping? But to me, it's just the courses are getting harder and everybody else is getting better.
Tiger's not slipping at all. He's more consistent now than he's ever been.
I know. That's what I just said, basically. I said the media is like, well, he's never going to be as good as he was in 2000.
Let's see. How long did it take Jack to get to 18 majors?
When he was 46, what do you mean?
46, okay. Tiger's going to do it by the time he's 35, okay, in my opinion.
Probably.
Yeah.
He definitely won't do it next year, that's for sure. It'll at least be the Masters of 09 before he can do it. So.
At least.
Yeah. That's the fifth major from now. He's going to win five more, and he can't do it next year, that's for sure.
I didn't say he's going to do it by the time he's 35. I didn't say he's going to do it next
year.
Oh,
I know. I just said he's not going to do it next year. I guarantee you he won't do it next year.
Yeah.
Absolutely guaranteed.
I think he gets two next year. What do you say?
I say, what say you? I say, I have no idea, but he'll probably win something next year. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that Sam Alexis will win a tournament before she's five.
Who will?
Sam Alexis. Woods. Never mind.
Saul? That's her initials.
Yeah. She's a Saul. Mm. That's going to be her nickname. She's the Chainsaw.
I suspect the Tiger might be the Antichrist.
What?
Well, think about it. Is he beloved pretty much universally?
According to you, probably not. But
has he got a mixture of a lot of different races that would listen to him?
Are you saying he's a United Nations?
He's a champion at a white man's game. His father was a black man. His mother was Asian. His wife is Swedish.
His daughter
his
is...
Candy's New Zealander. So I mean, come on.
His daughter is Swablasian.
I expect him to go to the Middle East and start making peace here momentarily.
That is kind of weird, isn't it? Okay.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Nobody listen there, but his daughter is Swablasian. That's interesting.
Swablasian.
Swablasian. That's very...
It's got to be the most racist podcast.
What?
Well, it's true. History of podcasting.
Swablasian. That's a new race.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
It is a new race.
All I'm saying
race.
Is I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Tiger Blues turned out to be the Antichrist.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
That's right. What you think.
Mark it down.
Mark it down.
That's right.
Okie doke.
Tiger Woods is going to win his 18th major and be like, I'd just like to thank everyone for cheering for me all these years, and I'd also like to encourage you to go get this new microchip implanted in your foreheads and your hands to enable you automatic access to my fan club.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Stupid.
Well, you know he's not going to be able to win 666 tournaments or something. That's way too... So, I mean, what's he... How's he going to... He's not going to be able to win.
I'm going to say, and sixes rarely show up on his short scorecard, so...
Yeah. I don't know. That's true. Well, it's a far-fetched thing. I don't know. But let's see. What else happened?
What if he wins a tournament with all 66s?
He has.
I said, what if he does?
With all...
Every round. Every round he shoots a 66.
Yeah, that would be like surprised. A lot of more sixes than normal. You wouldn't be surprised?
No, I wouldn't. Oh, okay. I would be expecting that, actually.
Okay, anything else in as far as that goes, Tiger? It was closer than a lot of people thought it would be. Anything else Tiger-related or golf-related? Phil sucked this week, but he's still getting over that wrist injury, I think.
JD did fairly well for JD.
That's true. He started out good, and then 73-73-73 after a 67 start.
Yep.
But anyway, he tied Phil, I think, at the end of the week.
Yep, he was tied with Phil. What an accomplishment that is.
Yeah. You know, the weird thing I heard today was that me and Tiger had the same knee injury. I did not know that.
Who had a knee injury?
Who had a knee injury?
Remember Tiger had knee surgery a few years back, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
It was the same thing that I had.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was weird. I was like...
So, how many majors are you going to win now?
I don't know. That'd be nice. No, but Tiger said Tiger's had that same thing twice, though. It's like, I don't like that.
You don't want to think about having that twice?
Yeah, that would be not cool. But, it was the same thing. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, Tiger healed a lot faster than you.
Probably Tiger did physical therapy like 8 hours a day. I did it like twice a week for an hour. I did like 2 hours a week of physical therapy.
You're just not as devoted as Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Probably. No shame.
No, but
that,
Tiger
huh?
was out from the end of the year to like February. He didn't play until or March. I don't know when. He was out from like November to March. Yeah. So he was out for several months. So just like I was. That was kind of interesting though. I didn't realize that. Anyway, let's see. The Bourne Supremacy makes $70 million.
Rocks hard.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. It made $70 million over the weekend. I'm sure that I haven't looked. I don't think they've released this weekend since the weekend is not officially over yet. But I'm sure that Rush Hour Son 3. Actually, they did. Bourne Ultimatum. Did I say Supremacy? I did, didn't I? I said
I
Supremacy. Anyway, I meant Ultimatum because they're all three awesome. And there you go.
They're gonna say, "Wow, the Bourne Supremacy made $60 million this weekend."
Yeah, that would be a shocker. No, but the Bourne Ultimatum. I've already seen it twice.
Have you really?
Yes. I have. I thought about going to see it again. I might go see it again. We'll see.
How many times are you going to get Bourne?
Well, there's three movies. I've got two of the movies on DVD, so I got Bourne at least twice. And whenever this comes out, I'll get Bourne again, the third time. And I've seen this one twice, so I may go see it again anyway. I don't know. I'll bring my camera and I'll bootleg it this time. I didn't say anything. But it's made $132 million in 2 weeks. I just looked at the fresh numbers from IMDb.
You looked at the fresh?
Fresh numbers. Rush Hour 3 made $50 million this weekend.
Did it?
It did.
How many of those were off of people with an IQ more than 70?
Zero.
About $12?
No. I thought about going to see that one, but I would probably just rather see Bourne Ultimatum again. That movie's just really good. Really good. What makes it better, Mitch, than the rest of the movies you've seen this summer?
Let's see. There's too many things I can name there.
Oh, really?
You have to give me a while to narrow that down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, good. John, we gotta go see it or something. You gotta wait for it. Actually, you gotta see the other two. So I thought you'd seen the other two.
No,
they're on TV all the time.
No.
Anyway, what else is coming out that we all gotta go see? We all gotta go see one movie sometime. I mean, all three of us. I don't mean like now, but eventually we all need to report on one movie that we've all seen.
Okay.
I don't know what that will be, but I'm just saying. Eventually, we ought to do that.
What's out now?
What's out now?
Yeah.
Rush Hour 3.
Besides Rush Hour 3.
Underdog.
Yeah, let's go do that. We should all go see Underdog.
There you go. And we'll all give together. A detailed...
It's all go see Underdog.
Okay. Harry Potter is still out.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck and Larry. Daddy Day Camp.
No.
There you go. Three guys to go see Chuck and Larry.
Daddy Day Camp. Yeah.
Actually, that would be understandable because Jessica Biel's in.
Yeah, I guess. Apparently, that movie sucked, though, is what I've heard. I don't know.
But we'll see. Chuck and Larry sucked? Wow.
Yeah. That movie did. It sucked.
Number one, I'm amazed. Number two, isn't that the premise of the movie?
No. Yes. That's all it was like 90 minutes of sucking.
You monster!
It was a 24/7/69.
Yeah, there you go. That's all
okay.
It was.
A lot of numbers there.
Oh. Yeah, too many numbers. Let's move on, shall we? What else is there? NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Oh. NASCAR.
I missed him do that before. He quit doing that a long time ago.
Yeehaw, Ninja Cowboy. All right, let's go. Go ahead.
They were on the road course today at Watkins Glen. Yeah. And apparently...
Iñigo Montoya won?
No.
Oh.
Tony Stewart won.
Oh, okay. See, there's going to be three actually, people to win that race. Stewart, Gordon, or Iñigo Montoya.
All right, anyway.
Go ahead.
Stewart actually earlier in the race was leading and spun out going into turn one. Had to work his way back up. And the funny thing is, with a few laps to go, going into turn one, Gordon spun out to give Stewart the lead. Gordon was leading. And he spun out. He spun out to give Stewart the lead, so he won the race that way.
So where did Gordon finish?
He went pretty far back. I didn't actually see where he actually ended up because he went off in turn one. So, Carl Edwards went off somewhere in there too. He was second, so he went back to at least eighth from what I heard. So he went off course when he was second, trying to catch Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
But also in the new, well, also in this race. Speaking, you were talking about Montoya. Truex actually got in the back of Montoya, and it ended up hitting him into Harvick.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that when he was able to get it up, or whatever you said earlier?
What?
You said something about Stewart had to get it up, struggle to get it up, or whatever.
He had to come all the way from the back.
Oh, okay. So he came up, and then he hit Montoya in the back.
And then that was Truex that got Montoya in the back.
Oh, I thought you said Stewart.
Oh, wow.
I said Truex.
You said Stewart.
I said Truex.
Go ahead. Sorry.
We have audio proof.
No, we don't.
Anyway.
You think I'm recording this? Why would I record this?
Yeah, go ahead. Really. Why would anybody want to listen to this?
Yeah.
Montoya and Harvick, when he got out, Harvick came over there and was saying something to him, but Montoya like put his hands on his helmet and shoved him and all that good stuff.
And, okay.
I don't know. I think Harvick had blamed Montoya for thinking he just got in there and lost it and got into him. He didn't know he got hit into him.
I see.
That's but anyway,
what they do make snap judgments.
I find it very hard to believe that you could get into another man and not realize you'd done it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I would know if I got into another man.
It was actually. Yeah. Well, see, and the whole situation was that. Truex had got into Montoya and it caused Montoya to get in Harvick, so.
Really?
Wow, so it was a three-way.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and then while Montoya was, coming back down, Burton nailed him.
Okay. Good Lord. And this was all on television.
NASCAR was Trailer Park, but my goodness.
Yeah.
Anyway. But when it all was said and done, let's see. Stewart was the victor, and he moved up a spot in the points. Gordon, of course, still has it. Dale Jr. blew an engine. Oh, no response to that?
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
You already knew that Dale Jr. blew?
I did not, but yeah, I knew he blew, but Dale Jr. is a lame duck.
I didn't know he blew engines, though. That's a new one.
That's the second one he's blown in like 5 weeks ago. Oh,
gosh.
But,
I think so he likes blowing engines.
I think Truex blew one last.
Okay.
But anyway.
Did they show him blow the engine?
Apparently the RCR DEI engine combo blows.
Yes.
But anyway.
That's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there. But and also in NASCAR this week, it was announced that Kyle Busch is coming over to Joe Gibbs Racing.
Kyle Busch.
Yep. Kyle Busch and the number 18 Interstate Batteries, which could be also, from what the media is saying, a Toyota, as Gibbs is rumored to be signing with Toyota.
18?
Sweet.
Car batteries?
More reasons to hate Tony Stewart.
What, does he have a hybrid car?
Interesting.
18 car batteries?
Could he continue to run on batteries after he runs out of gas?
That would be interesting if you started racing hybrids.
Yeah, they could run around at 70 miles an hour. Right?
Yeah, better fuel mileage, though.
Yeah, but they'd never have to stop. No pitting.
There you go.
So they can make up for all that time because they didn't
have
to
pit. While they're pitting, there you go. Right. See if it works.
Yeah,
there's 40 laps down, but wait a minute. He just picked up all the time. He's back in the lead.
Right.
There you go.
I'm sure.
Okay. Let's see. Glavin got his 300th.
Finally, a record we can cheer for.
Yeah, I saw the movie 300, it didn't have anything about Glavin in it at all. I was like, what the crap? I thought that was about him. I didn't even see him in there.
That
was the worst baseball movie I've ever seen in my life.
That was the worst joke I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, we're trying here. At least I stopped you talking about NASCAR for 4 hours.
I was finishing my, duty, I guess.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what that was.
It was. It took you a while. I was about to say, you got that. That was a tough duty to get out.
Apparently, took a while.
You must have had a lot of pizza or something, like plenty of fiber.
Pizza does not have fiber by any means.
Well, what I meant was either that or pizza kind of messes you up a little bit, and you never mind. Or fiber.
Cheese around the clock is getting me blocked.
There you go. Okay. So, Bonds broke the record too. 755.
Boo.
And he's got like 757 or 758 or whatever he's got.
I think
he has
8 now.
He's got 8 now? That's it? They reset him after.
758.
So it resets after you get 755.
Yeah.
So he's back to 8 now. Got to play for another 40 years so he can break it again.
Crap.
Okay. So
you upset you, big Bond fan?
No, I was upset at Diaz just missed a dinger.
Oh, he's giving us live reports.
Yes.
Let's
Sunday Night Baseball with John Miller.
So you're upset that Diaz just missed a donger? I mean, dinger?
Dinger.
All right, so we got about 5 minutes left.
The crime dong.
What does the crime dong say about that?
We have about 5 minutes left, so I wanted to.
Is that all?
Yeah. Time
by so fast.
By. So I wanted to bring up this story
How did you finish your podcast so quickly?
Yeah. I wanted to bring up, you think people would listen, they don't listen to 30 minutes of us, why would they listen to 40 or 50 minutes of us? Huh?
Yes, we need to make it like a 15-minute podcast.
We should go to a three-hour podcast.
Yeah, let's do that.
Welcome, everybody, to the first hour of Asia.
But I wanted everybody to weigh in on the subject of why chicks don't like computers as much as guys do. What is the deal?
Let's see. It doesn't involve shopping.
Well, you can. You can shop online. It's not as fun, I guess.
I could see the less fun factor if shopping was fun for you.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you think guys do it online?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you can do that, too. You can do a lot of things online.
I was talking about shopping.
Oh, okay.
What do you think guys
do? Well, you can do that kind of shopping probably, too, actually.
Yes, you can. But you might end up getting a dude as well.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, I know. But I don't.
Tell me about it.
Who knows from experience? Raise your hand. Ask.
Yeah. We need to figure out why chicks don't like computers, because I can.
Okay, why?
It would be nice to have some chicks in my computer classes. That's what I'm trying to say. The only chicks I've had computer classes with are old chicks and lesbians. And I'm talking about really manly lesbians. So it's like, okay, what's the deal here?
Most women, in general, are only interested in the operation of a computer, not anything else. Like, you know, when they have to use it for things like secretarial or...
Oh, okay. So that's serious.
Oh, this is going from the most racist podcast in history to the most sexist.
Racist and sexist.
But I mean, let's be honest with it. They like it for other. I mean, the only thing they really like it for, too, other than, I mean,
because pertaining to a job that they more like, than a secretary.
That's not what I'm trying to say. But most of the careers that they can be more in do not involve computers now, do they?
Well, why not? Boy.
What are you saying? They can only be supermodels and
no secretaries. I did not say can only be
women athletes.
I said the ones that they want to be more in do not involve computers, obviously.
Yeah, housewives. Is that what you're saying? Housewives don't need a computer. Is that what you're saying? Oh, Lord. Yeah, you can't cook with a computer, so make a sandwich.
That sounds like Mitch, actually.
No, but I mean, come on, chicks. Come on.
I mean, you can't...
Okay, how about this? Hot chicks. Hot single women. Why don't they want to be computer? I mean, there's plenty of, like, old middle-aged married chicks that take computer classes and stuff.
Okay, because the hot single ones don't have to do that? That's
They got their sugar daddies. That's all they need. It's aggravating. It's a double standard.
Okay, whatever.
They get everything handed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm just saying.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people. Oh.
It just sucks is all. Because I'm tired of just nerd people.
Zach Morris is a skinny little nerd.
And I'm tired of hearing about World of Warcraft all the time. World of frigging Warcraft, my God.
Yeah, you'd rather hear about GoldenEye Online, right?
Yeah, there you go. Or Grand Theft Auto or something. Come on. Manly games. No, but dear Lord.
Actually, I've come to find out I'm...
You know what's weird, though?
I like the older games better now.
You know what's funny, though, is most of the guys that play World of Warcraft are female characters.
Oh, they play as female characters. I mean, they just like looking at the female characters.
That's exactly what their reason. It's like, well, you know, we play all day, you know, I don't want to look at a dude's butt all day. So I make female characters, at least it's something good to look at. It's like, okay, dude.
They have, the looks of the computer-generated females have improved over the years.
Yeah. Starting with Lara Croft, whatever.
Anyway.
But yeah, it just sucks. Come on. Dude,
but
take
I
a computer
digress.
Class, please. Like, something. Anyway. I don't get it. It's just a mystery is all I want to say. It's still a man's world. Apparently. I don't know why.
Right.
Computers are the future. They're going to take over everything.
They're going to take over everything? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So the machines are going to take over.
Yeah. I guess they'll just make female robots to take over. I don't know.
Okay.
Did Skynet go online August 14th, 1997? Yeah, wait a minute.
Oh. But my MySpace account, speaking of computer-related crap, was almost, as I'm closing the show here, was almost deleted by them. Because I was uploading copyrighted material.
Porno? No. Oh.
Excuse me.
Because you did a porno and you posted it on your page, right?
Oh. Well, they didn't catch me for that one yet. No, it was my Arrested Development stuff that they had a problem with.
And what was that?
All of it. They took it all down.
Copyrighted?
That's what they said. That's what they said.
You're more likely to get called by that because MySpace is owned by the Fox Company.
Yeah, well, that's aggravating, though. It's like, whatever. The show is canceled. What, I mean, you know, they just...
Apparently, Fox really does have an agenda against the show.
They do, apparently, because, I mean, what else...
We want to get rid of it on MySpace.
The show has been canceled like 3 years now. Okay, what's the deal? I mean, what harm is that doing to anybody?
Yeah, I mean, it lets people leave comments for you and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, terrible, but anyway, it sucks.
There's so many of... There are literally dozens and dozens of you, right? I mean,
it is the downfall, though. MySpace sucks. It won't last if they keep bowing to the corporate entities. They'll find something else. everybody. Plus, I mean, it sucks when you load someone's page and take 4 hours, even on broadband, to load someone's freaking page, and then a really loud song blares and you can't find the freaking thing to turn it off. It's like, good lord, people, why can't you make a page that isn't like 4 miles wide for any browser? You know, come on. No comment. Nobody gets annoyed by that. Is everybody going? Well, we're back just in time to go away.
But anyway, see ya. Thanks, everyone.
Nobody's annoyed by that, though? Right quick? The MySpace crap?
The Skype blows and cuts out on you? Yes, I hate it.
Somewhat annoying, but I mean, the whole MySpace thing is just really, I don't know, it's just
crap. Finish that thought, Nick. Peace up. Hey, Jim down.